Misanthrope Radio, broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
From high on top of your mom.
Misanthrope Radio.
With your host, Kaiki Juberg.
It's not my fucking name.
Who the fuck came up with Kaiki Juberg?
My bad, that's just what it says here. Oh, here's another one. With your host, Hebe Goldstein.
That's not my fucking name either.
Basically, we don't know his name. Misanthrope Radio starts now.
Welcome to episode 6 of Misanthrope Radio. My voice is fucking trashed. So I took last week off because life got busy, and I've attempted to take this week off as well because I can barely fucking talk. I don't know if it's coming across like I can barely fucking talk, but I can barely fucking talk, and I don't even know why. The only thing I can figure, and I was talking to Duchess about this from the Boomer Bunker, the only thing I can figure is that I had to go on a little bit of a work trip this week. And I drive a 1994 F-150. That is beautiful, and I love it. But it's not restored. It's not one of those fancy fucking restored vehicles that, you know, people only bring out when the sun's shining. It's my daily driver. And consequently, and unsurprisingly, at 31 years old, it doesn't have a fucking air conditioner. So I'm driving in the sweltering heat, and when I have to get on the phone, I'm basically screaming into my fucking earbuds trying to be heard, and I think I fucking ragged out my vocal cords, and I can barely talk. But if I put this off any longer, we're going to be looking at 2 weeks without an episode of Misanthrope Radio. And both of you who have fucking subscribed, thank you, by the way, I know you would be horribly, horribly disappointed if you even noticed. And I don't know how long my voice is going to hold out, so we'll just do this as long as we can. One of the things that fucking drives me crazy are podcasters who podcast about podcasting. And that's kind of what I'm going to do today, unfortunately. But I think by and large, your average fucking run-of-the-mill, everyday garden variety fucking standard issue podcaster has an overinflated sense of their own importance to society. I've consumed a whole lot of podcasts over the last couple weeks, and I've gotten away from the big names, right? I'm no longer listening to Joe Rogan. I'm completely turned my back on any fucking celebrity who also dicks around in podcasting, you know, in between coke binges. And I've started consuming podcasts by your average everyday meatball, who I've come to destroy. And what I've found more often than not are Jiffy Lube techs who feel like their reach is much farther than it actually is. And my least favorite thing that I hear on a lot of fucking podcasts is some variant of this line. Please subscribe or visit this page, buy my merch, whatever, in order to allow me to continue to keep this show free. Keep this podcast free. Keep this YouTube channel free. Keep this production free. And they almost always talk about how expensive it is to do what they do. I don't really fucking get it. And it makes me think, okay, well, maybe I'm just fucking doing this wrong. Maybe if I'm not spending a lot of money on this podcasting thing, I'm not fucking doing it right. I have a computer sitting in front of me that I'm recording into that was a MacBook from 2008. Okay, so it was expensive almost 2 decades ago. I have a Shure MV51 that I talk into that was $200 5 years ago. I have a pair of Sony Studio Monitor headphones that were $85 10 years ago. I pay $15 a month to Liberated Syndication in order to host and distribute this podcast. Other than that, where's the fucking cost? I do all of my production and all of my editing myself. I do all of my imaging and branding and shit myself at no out-of-pocket expense. So how are these motherfuckers incurring all of this cost that they say they're incurring? You have to buy my fucking Signature Series coffee mug in order to help me keep this show free. I don't want to do a subscription service, but goddammit, if you don't buy these coffee mugs or these bumper stickers, I'm going to have to charge you to listen to my fucking dog shit podcast. It doesn't make sense. And this is why I say I feel like I'm running into your average everyday fucking Jiffy Lube meatball podcaster who has an overblown sense of their own importance to society. You go ahead, motherfucker, and take your podcast, your free fucking podcast that you've developed a pretty decent following for, and you start trying to charge people to listen to your horse shit and watch your fucking audience dwindle. Because you're not that important to them. You're not good enough at this to fucking warrant paying even 99 cents a month. Now, having said that, that brings me to the reason that I sat down and I'm trying to fucking champion through this shitty throat thing that I have going on. Gonorrhea of the fucking throat or whatever. I've also heard podcasters say, buy my fucking coffee mugs or whatever, in order to allow me to keep this podcast ad-free. Now that's fucking different. Once you gain a certain number of downloads per month, you qualify for advertising revenue. But in the case of my hosting service, Liberated Syndication, they have opened up advertising revenue opportunities to everyone who has a podcast. They hit me up. A real quick blurb, hey, you know, sign up if you want us to sell ads on your podcast and you too can generate some fucking ad revenue. That's a different scenario entirely, because letting a company put advertising on your podcast is really kind of hands off with the potential to actually make a little bit of money. I thought about it for about 8 seconds and I realized it's not for me. And let me tell you why. Two reasons. The first reason, pretty quick, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and I think probably the most important. What I do here is not worth sitting through 2 minutes of ads to get to. And it really is that simple. What I fucking do here is not good enough, or not popular enough, or not buzzworthy enough for me to expect anyone to sit through 2 minutes of ads to get to my bullshit. The second reason is a little bit more difficult to quantify. Let me just start by saying this. Why? Why would Liberated Syndication open up my fucking podcast for people to place ads on? It just tells me they've never listened. Because what fucking advertiser is going to want their business tied in any way, shape, or form to the fucking shit that I do here? It's preposterous to even consider Pizza Hut advertising on the front side of this fucking podcast. And God fucking forbid they do that thing like they do to all these other fucking podcasts that I hear, and you get an ad at the beginning and then a few ads throughout the fucking episode. Can you even fucking imagine? Like, if you fucking drop an ad in the beginning of Misanthrope Radio, let's just say, okay, well, we're going to do the intro here. Here we go. We're going to mock this out. Hit the introduction.
Broadcasting to the world from high on top of your mom. Misanthrope Radio. Broadcasting to the world. Misanthrope Radio.
From high on top of your mom.
It's Misanthrope Radio with your host, Ariok Jackson. That's not his real name.
Ariok Jackson may not be my real name, but they got one thing right. I am high on top of your mom.
Misanthrope Radio starts now.
And then it goes right into the ad. That's typically how that goes, right? Okay, cue the ad.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Piggy Pigbottom, and I'm the owner of Piggy Pigbottom's Pork Rind Plaza Non-Kosher Deli, Child Daycare, and Indoor Firing Range. Come on down here, Route 87 in Freeburg, for all your goddammit pork rind needs. And we offer services that our competitors simply do not. You drop your kid off in the child daycare, you go squeeze off a few rounds at the indoor firing range, come peruse the largest selections of pork rinds in the Midwest, and also take a dip in our lard walla. Piggy Pigbottom's Pork Rind Plaza, Non-Kosher Deli, Child Daycare, and Indoor Firing Range, just down Highway 87 in Freeburg.
And you come out of that ad into me. That wouldn't be too bad, because I typically start off you know, fairly benign. But you drop old fucking Piggy Pig Bottom's Pork Rind Plaza in the middle of one of my other fucking bits, now we've got a problem. Because they drop them in at random. You ever notice that? The ones who throw a couple ads on the beginning of a podcast are not so offensive, but the ones who just fucking drop them in the middle of content, that's fucked up. They do that shit on YouTube all the time, and I've started noticing it in podcasts as well. They'll be in the middle of a fucking topic doing their thing, and then all of a sudden, kaboom. Advertising. Not even a, hey, hold on. Pause that fucking conversation real quick. We got to go pay some bills. Okay, cue the ads. None of that. No, they just drop right in the middle of a fucking sentence, and then you come back out of that fucking sentence, and the conversation picks back up. That would not fucking work for this fucking podcast. But first of all, because the ads are not curated, I would have no say in what advertising they choose to put in the middle of my fucking, air quotes, show. So I could be in the middle of a bit, and in mid-sentence, they just fucking boom. Domestic violence is not funny. Domestic violence, it's not cute. Domestic violence is not a punchline, or it's not something that we talk about around the water cooler. Domestic violence is a serious, serious topic, and one that we cannot take lightly. Join us on July the 17th. As we take to the streets in every major city to bring awareness to the epidemic of domestic violence.
And then you fucking rejoin the show mid-sentence where I very well could be saying something like,
well, then I held her head underwater and we took turns kicking her in the tits.
You see what I'm saying? These motherfuckers at Liberated Syndication have obviously never listened to this fucking show. They take my $15 a month and they fucking throw it up on the interwebs. They distribute it and they host it as fucking promised.
Yeah, none of you are doing content worth paying for, and most of you are doing content not worth listening to advertisements to get to. I'm on that fucking list. None of us are doing anything worth actually fucking making any money on. None of us have the right to make any money on this. And I maintain that Liberated Syndication would be doing their advertisers a disservice by having their businesses represented on this fucking podcast.
We would like to welcome you this Sunday as we worship the Lord and Jesus Christ. If you can't make it to Houston to our mega church, you can feel free to log into YouTube. Just look on YouTube under Gospel Church of the Lord. And that's where you'll find us. Every Sunday, we live stream on YouTube at 10 a.m. Join us, won't you? Gospel Church of the Lord.
And now, back to Misanthrope Radio.
Well, goddamn, goddamn, and goddamn, and goddamn it, and goddamn it, and Mary was only a virgin if you don't count anal.
You see what I'm saying? It's not going to fucking work out. It's only going to embarrass Liberated Syndication. It's really going to piss off the advertisers who place their trust in my hosting and distribution service to make sure that their dollars are well spent. And it's only going to exacerbate public perception that I'm a complete fucking asshole. Advertising on this fucking podcast is a terrible idea.
Homosexuality isn't just a sin, it's also really detrimental to your health. Join us for our online webinar at 9 p.m. Tuesday night, where we talk about the negative health effects of acting on your homosexual urges. This advertisement brought to you by Down With The Gays.
And now, back to Misanthrope Radio.
Listen, I'm not going to say I'm gay, but I was in college. I never sucked a dick, but I definitely roll one around in my mouth for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, I'm psychoanalyst and noted therapist John Schwab, and I want to talk to you about my new book series that's going to be hitting a bookstore near you on August 26th. I go into detail about the words we use and the depth and weight that words have on us every day. Pick up my book entitled Stop Calling People Cunts. Read the book and understand that the words you use do matter. Words matter. Everything matters. And anything that's funny is funny at someone else's expense. Pick up Stop Calling People Cunts
at a bookstore near you.
And now, back to Misanthrope Radio.
Good morning, cunts. Advertising on Misanthrope Radio is a fucking awful idea. No one should do it. And the businesses that would knowingly advertise on Misanthrope Radio, I'm not fucking sure I want them on here anyway. Just fucking don't. Okay? Liberated syndication. Might I suggest you actually do a little bit of research before you start bundling podcasts into attractive packages to sell to advertisers? This one should not be in the bundle. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to tap out. I can't fucking do it. My voice is almost completely gone. Just getting through this last, 15 minutes? Something like that is absolutely wrecking my fucking throat. I attempted to stop being a bitch and just get through it, and I think I've only made it worse. I may end up not counting this as a full episode of Misanthrope Radio, because I think we're only going to get through one segment, so we might just rename this episode 5.5 instead of 6. I don't know, it's almost laughable. Buy my fucking coffee mug in order to keep this fucking podcast free. You know, I'm teetering on the edge of placing an order with a company called Horrible Designs to have my logo, my actual logo, not the bullshit that I have on your podcasting app right now. I have some really nice logos that I've put together, but the problem is they're too fucking wide to conform to what I have. I don't know. You know what? I can't fucking explain it. They're just too fucking wide. They're too wide for the podcast app. Upload your fucking logo slash picture here field. And I don't know how to fucking scale them down. But anyway, I am on the verge of placing an order for t-shirts and stuff like that for my production company, which is called European Canon Productions, and a few shirts for Misanthrope Radio that I'm just going to give away to a few people that I know and stuff like that. I can't imagine a scenario where I would actually sell a fucking shirt. I just don't see it. But anyway, if you know how to take a fucking wide logo and scale it down in order to make it podcast app friendly, let me know. Because the logo that you're looking at right now, I just generated real quick just to get something up there until I could figure out how to actually scale down my wide format logo. But like I said, I can't fucking do it. I'm not smart enough. It is a cool looking logo, but anyway, once I get a few of those shirts laying around, if you want one, just let me know. I'll hook you up. I don't care. Not trying to make any money on them. It's just something that I was presented with and I thought it was really cool. Okay, I'm fucking calling a lid. I can't do it anymore. My throat's on fire. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend. Leave a review. All right, until next time.